Today's devotional is based on 1 Corinthians 2, verses 1 through 13. It was written by Dr. Scott Hagley. Lydia Millett's novel, A Children's Bible, depicts a group of families who are vacationing together at a large seaside manor when a hurricane brings American society to the edge of collapse. Told from the perspective of an adolescent looking after her younger brother, the adults in this story are feckless and fragile, more interested in escapist fantasies than taking responsibility for their children or the world they have created. The scaffolding the adult professionals once depended upon as professors, artists, and bankers has collapsed before their eyes. Their collective passivity regarding climate change and political polarization has borne catastrophic fruit, and they have no skills to meet the moment. The adolescents, however, take the apocalypse in Gen Z style, searching out do-it-yourself videos to learn to grow food, bring discipline to their unruly parents, and create new community from the ashes of the old. In a crisis of biblical proportions, wisdom gets turned inside out and upside down for a child shall lead them. In the opening verses of 1 Corinthians 2, Paul insists upon the upside down, inside out wisdom of God disclosed by the cross of Jesus Christ. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, I decided to know nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. A crucified Messiah is a contradiction in terms. We don't expect God's anointed to die a criminal abandoned by friends. The disruptive and disjunctive reality of the cross strips away our pretensions, placing us in a world without the usual scaffolding of knowledge, with only a connection to the one Jesus calls Father by way of the Holy Spirit. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit that is from God, so that we may understand the gifts bestowed by us by God. In many ways, the various social, political, environmental, and personal crises we face only make sense in light of the cross. For at the end of human wisdom is the folly of a crucified Messiah, through whom God loves the world back to life. Let us pray. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Give heed to my sighing. Listen to the sound of my cry, my King and my God. For to you I pray. O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I plead my case to you and watch. Amen.